When we got your album, for one thing, I love the cover art.
Oh, thank you.
Well done. I'm a painter, too, so I just love idea. Yeah, that you created all the smaller canvases to make up the larger canvas and financing your album that way.
Yeah, it was fun, and it was one of those things that the second we came up with that idea, it was just, I couldn't wait to get started and paint right away. So that was, the painting part happened even well before I knew exactly what songs were going onto this album, and I just said, I know for sure I need money before I can do an album and cover art.
So what gave you the idea of doing that?
First, it was the idea that I just wanted to paint the front cover, actually do the painting myself. And then we were thinking of ways to make money, and so it just sort of went that direction of, well, we could sell the cover art, and then it seemed to be a better idea to sell pieces of the cover art. And then, it just sort of like progressed into this idea of doing the multiple canvases to make one canvas. So I took a staple gun and stapled 42 canvases together in the back and then removed the staples.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really fragile. It was like,
oh, I bet
it was so big, and it felt like I had to just be very careful. But yeah, it was so much fun. That project was fun.
And Lively documented her work on the 6x6 foot painting, a video you can see on YouTube.
So I set up a camera every day, and so you can see it go from blank canvas all the way to where I take it apart into pieces.
Much of the soul of the album comes from the time when Vanessa and her husband lived in South America and from the transitions and reverse culture shock she experienced when she came home.
I had experiences where when I first came back, I walked into a Whole Foods and it's crowded here in Austin. There's the original Whole Foods and it's always crowded. Really crowded. I don't know if you can imagine how bad it is. You walk in and there's just people everywhere. Well, and coming from where we were living was just, it would take 5 hours to get from the nearest city to where we were living up in the mountains. And we'd be hitchhiking and climbing into the back of trucks with a bunch of animals and walking for a while. And so it was really out there. And coming back into such fast-paced life and then going into a grocery store where there was so much selection of everything, and then people were just, not looking at each other and walking so fast. And I remember I started to feel like I was going to pass out, and I had to walk outside, and then I just sat there and I started to cry, and I was like, why am I crying at the grocery store? This is so silly. But, it's just kind of that difference and that change of pace, and it can feel overwhelming, I think, at the beginning. I think it's the same thing that soldiers go through, that drastic change where your life is one way, and then you come back to a home where you think you're going to feel completely relaxed and completely at home and so glad to be here, back where you were from. And I think when you come back different and changed, and you see your own home differently through new eyes, you go through that transition that just feels really hard, and it feels like it might never be back to being what it was before. And I know that for a while I thought, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to live in this society anymore. I'm just going to have to live somewhere else, and eventually, of course, we get back into the swing of things, and it enriches, I think, our lives here too, because, you carry all that experience with you, and you change your life a little bit.
Music and touching others has always been a constant.
Music is something that connects many, many, many people and reaches far and wide. It's about sharing with people and connecting with people on things. And I just happen to have certain things that have surrounded me in my life. And they're universal that other people experience as well. And so those are what I sing about. And I do feel that since our eyes are always looking out and we're being, sometimes we might feel bombarded by ideas of what success looks like or what good life and happiness looks like and how that, comes to us. I just feel like true happiness and true success, and abundance comes from when we embrace exactly who we are and embrace our own gifts that we have and we use them and we share them and we do what we can only do as our own unique person. And that's when we feel completely at peace. And I found that folks getting anxious and depressed and very stressed out and unhappy in life, almost every time I've witnessed that, it has come from a place where the person is not fully embracing their own gifts and not allowing themselves to just be who they are, 100% be who they are. And then once you start to embrace that, all of that other stuff tends to melt away. For the most part, and you find that true joy and happiness.
dark, don't be afraid. The darkest time comes before the day.
Vanessa Lively has two shows along Colorado's Front Range, tonight at Avogadro's Number in Fort Collins, and Thursday night at the Swallow Hill Cafe in Denver. For KUNC, I'm Wendy Wham.